Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Chang Woo-min from Sungkyunkwan University and Samsung Electronics. I'm very happy to be here to present our work at SFS. This is a joint work with Kang Yeon-kyeom, Dr. Hyun-jin Jo, and Professor Sang-won Lee and Professor Young Hee-gom. This talk is about a new file system for SSD, which is specially designed to random write performance and prolong the lifespan of SSD. As we all know, solid-state drive, or SSD, is a purely electronic device built on a NAND flash memory. Because there is no mechanical part, it has many technical merits, including low access latency, low power consumption, and shock resistance. And it can potentially provide uniform random access speed. However, there are two serious remaining problems limiting wider deployment of SSD. The first problem is limited lifespan, and second problem is random write performance. The lifespan of SSD is essentially determined by limited program and erase P cycles of NAND flash memory. In high-level, single-level cell or SLC NAND flash memory provides 100,000 and 1 million P cycles, and mainstream multi-level cell or MLC provide 5,000 to 10,000 P cycles. And recently developed triple-level cell or TLC provide only 1,000 P cycles. The technology trend is as bit density increases, cost decreases. At the same time, lifespan significantly decreases. This is a serious problem because SSD is starting to be used in laptops, desktops, and even in data centers. The workload on these devices can be write intensive. The second problem is about write performance, random write performance. At first, random write performance is slow, even in modern SSD. The disparity between sequential write bandwidth and random write bandwidth is more than tenfold. And even worse, random write shortens the lifespan of SSD because it causes internal fragmentation of SSD. And the internal fragmentation increases garbage collection cost inside the SSD. And the increased garbage collection overhead incurs more block erase per write and degrades performance. Therefore, the lifespan of SSD can be drastically reduced by random write. There are several optimizing factors to resolve this problem. At first, as SSD hardware level approach, we can enlarge over-provisioned space. The large over-provisioned space can contribute to reduce garbage collection cost inside the SSD. And however, it increases manufacturing cost. Second, there have been many researches on flash translation layer, or FTL. FTL is a SSD firmware whose main role is managing logical block address to physical page mapping. And more efficient address mapping scheme can reduce the garbage collection cost. However, it suffers from lack of information problem because optimization techniques on FTL layer almost purely based on LBA requested from the file system. So, under in-place update file system such as EXT4, it works as designed. However, under no overwrite file system such as BurrowFS, it becomes less effective. And finally, database communities has proposed several SSD-aware storage schemes, and they successfully showed the SSD-aware storage schemes are quite effective. However, they cannot improve other applications. So based on these three, the first design decision that we take is a file system level approach. Actually, taking a file system level approach have several advantages. At first, since it is a software only approach, it does not increase manufacturing cost. And second, it does not suffer from lack of information problem, and we can directly exploit file block level statistics for optimization. And finally, we can provide our optimizations to the general application. In the course of our research, we made two more design decisions. Our second design decision is taking a log structured approach, and third design decision is about data grouping. These two design decisions is based on unique performance characteristics of SSD. This graph shows sequential write performance according to the request size on three different SSD. This red line shows random write performance of the high-end SSD. And interestingly, the random write performance becomes the same as sequential write performance when the request size is 16 megabyte. The same phenomenon can be observed on the other two SSD. So if the request size of the random write are same as erase block size, such as 16 megabyte or 32 megabyte in this example, such write request invalidate whole erase block inside the SSD. Since all pages in an erase block are invalidated together, there is no fragmentation. Therefore, random write performance becomes the same as sequential write performance. When the request size are same as erase block size. So the key question is, how can you utilize the performance characteristics of SSD in designing a file system? Log structured file system is a natural fit for this because it transforms random write at file system level into the sequential write at SSD level. And if you set the segment size of the file system as the same as the erase block size of SSD, the file system will always send erase block sized write request to the device. And under such file system, write performance is mainly determined by sequential write performance of SSD. That is our second design decision. And third design decision is ego on writing data grouping. Major source of overhead in any log structured file system is segment cleaning overhead. Segment cleaning is required to secure large empty chunk for bulk sequential write. And segment cleaning overhead becomes especially high when hot data is collocated with cold data in the same segment. Let me give you an example. In the upper case, hot data, the reddish hot data is collocated with the bluish cold data in the same segment. In the lower case, hot data and cold data are separated into two different segments. Since the update probability of hot data is higher than that of cold data, let's assume hot data are updated. So block 1378 will be updated in both cases. And after updating hot data, segment cleaner will trigger to secure an empty segment. In the upper case, four live blocks should be moved to secure an empty segment. On the contrary, in the lower case, there is no need to move blocks to secure an empty segment. Traditionally, LFS writes data regardless of hot cold and then tries to separate data lazily on segment cleaning. So if we can categorize hot cold data when it is first written, there must be much room for improvement. This intuition drove us our third design decision, ego on writing data grouping. Based on these three design decisions, SFS can be characterized as a log structured file system whose segment size is a multiple of erase block size to fully exploit unique performance characteristics of SSD. And we will propose ego on writing data grouping strategy to reduce segment cleaning overhead. And additionally, we will propose cost-honest segment cleaning policy for better victim segment selection. In the last of the talk, I will explain segment writing and the segment cleaning of SFS in more detail. As I said before, the purpose of on-writing data grouping is to collocate blocks with a similar update likelihood or honest into the same segment when they are first written. In this example, we have six 30 pages. At first, we calculate hardness for each block, each dirty block, each dirty page, and then classify each dirty pages to group according to the hardness value. In this example, we have two groups, hot groups and cold group. And then finally, we write only large enough group that can completely fill a segment. In this example, the size of the disk segment is four blocks. So only hot group can completely fill a segment. So we write hot group only. And writing of the cold group will be deferred until the next try. So this is the overview of our online data grouping process. In this process, we have two technical problems. The first one is how to measure hardness. And second problem is how to determine grouping criteria. Let me explain one by one. Measuring hardness is actually estimating update likelihood. If our data is frequently updated or recently updated, we can assume that the data will be updated soon. So hardness value should be high. Under this principle, we define hardness as write count divided by age. More specifically, we define five block hardness and segment hardness. By definition, five block hardness is a update likelihood of a particular file block, and segment hardness is a update likelihood of a particular segment. Because a segment can contain live blocks and invalid blocks together in the same segment, we define segment hardness as a average hardness of live blocks in the segment. We describe how to efficiently calculate segment hardness in the paper. The second technical problem is how to determine grouping criteria. Segment quantization is a process to mapping the range of segment hardness value into one single scalar value. Actually, selecting proper criteria is very important because improper criteria may collocate blocks from different groups into the same segment, thus deteriorate the effectiveness of grouping. However, unfortunately, naive solution does not work. Let me give you an example. In this example, this graph shows the segment hardness distribution sorted by segment hardness ranking. If we divide this distribution by equally by x-axis or y-axis, such partitioning would be suboptimal. In case of EQ-based partitioning, the yellowish warm group actually covers wide range of segment hardness value. It means even if we classify a block into a yellowish warm group, the segment may contain the blocks whose hardness value is quite different from others. To overcome such problem of the naive solution, we propose an iterative segment quantization algorithm. This algorithm tries to find natural hardness group across disk, across segment in a disk. Mean of segment hardness in each group is used as a grouping criterion. And it is an iterative refinement scheme is inspired by K-means clustering algorithm. In step one, we first randomly select initial center of group, and then assign each segment to the closest center. And step three, we calculate new center by averaging hardness in a group. In this example, because the reddish group have many high hardness values, the new center by averaging will become higher. We repeat this process. We repeat step two and three until convergence has been reached, or three times at most. Through this process, we determine grouping criterion by finding natural hardness group across segment in disk. This diagram shows the overview of our writing process. When write recast happens, we first do iterative segment quantization to determine grouping criterion, and then calculate five block hardness, and then classify 30 blocks according to the hardness. And then we write only large enough group that can completely fill a segment. Actually, writing of the small group will be deferred until the size of the group grows to completely fill a segment. And eventually, the remaining small group will be written at creating a checkpoint. In this talk, I will explain about checkpoint and crash recovery of SFS. Please refer the details in the paper. The next part is segment cleaning. For segment cleaning, we propose a segment harness policy. That is a natural extension of cost-benefit policy. Cost-benefit policy prefers cold block to cold segment to hot segment when the number of live block is same. It is for separating hot data from cold data. So cost-benefit policy should determine a segment is hot or cold. And they use the age of the youngest block in a segment as a rough estimation. However, in case of SFS, we have a direct measure to represent the update likelihood of segment. So we use, that is the segment hardness. So in cost hardness policy, we use segment hardness instead of the age. So our segment cleaner selects a victim segment with maximum cost hardness value. Writing live blocks on the segment cleaning are handled similarly to the typical writing scenario. And data writing can also be deferred for continuous regrouping. However, unfortunately, there could be a scenario of data loss in system crash. Let me give you an example. In this example, we have a one disk segment and which has two live blocks, live block 2 and live block 4. If segment cleaning happens, segment cleaner will move these two live blocks into the page cache. And then our writing, on-writing data grouping process can decide to determine hot group first because it can completely fill a segment. At this moment, if system crash happens, block 2 and 4 will be lost since they don't have on-disk copy. To prevent such data loss, we propose two schemes. The first one is least recently freed segment allocation scheme. The important thing of this scheme is it determines the allocation order of a segment. Let me give you an example. In this example, segment T is a currently allocated segment, and segment T plus 1 is a segment that will be allocated next time. So before actually writing a 30 pages into a segment, we first check if live blocks on the cleaning is originated from segment T plus 1. And then if so, write the live blocks on the cleaning first, regardless of grouping. And then do the typical writing by grouping. This process guarantees the live blocks on the cleaning are never overwritten before they are written elsewhere, so we can prevent data loss. For evaluation, we use a typical Intel i5 quad-core Linux server, and we use the Linux kernel 2.6.27. And we use three different classes of SSD, from SLS-based high-end SSD to MLS-based low-end SSD. And we configured SFS to classify blocks into four data groups and set the segment size to 32 megabyte. And we used two synthetic workload and two real-world workload. For synthetic workload, we use a GPON random write workload and a uniform random write workload. Because uniform random write workload does not have any write skewness, it is a worst case scenario of SFS. For real world workload, we use TPCC benchmark and research workload collected by UC Berkeley. And these four workloads show different level of write skewness. This graph shows the throughput comparison between SFS and log structured file system with a cost-benefit policy. We, under different disk utilization, we implemented a log structured file system based on our SFS implementation. As you can see in this graph, SFS outperforms LUC LFS in all cases. Especially in case of TPCC benchmark, SFS outperforms LFS by 2.5 times. To understand why SFS outperforms LFS, we further analyze segment utilization distribution. Segment utilization means the proportion of live block in a segment. So in this graph, x-axis is a segment utilization, and y-axis is a fraction of segment. So if segment utilization is close to zero, it means a segment is nearly empty. In other words, there is few live blocks in a segment. On the contrary, if the segment utilization value is close to one, it means a segment is nearly full. In other words, most of the blocks in a segment is live. Since SFS forms a sharper bimodal distribution of segment utilization, the portion of nearly empty segments are much larger. So our segment cleaner can more easily select nearly empty segment for victim segment. Therefore, such victim segment selection can significantly reduce segment cleaning overhead and improve the write performance. To verify how SFS can prolong the lifespan of SSD, we did two more experiments. At first, we run the same workload on top of different file systems, including ext4 as an in-place update file system and BotterFS as a low overwrite file system, and we measure throughput. While running the workload, we collected requests from file system to the device by using BLK trace. And the collected traces are replayed on FTL simulator to further analysis of write amplification and block erase count. For FTL scheme, we use coarse-grained hybrid mapping FTL, fast FTL, and idealized full-page mapping FTL. This graph shows the throughput on the different file systems. Actually, SFS outperforms other file systems for all four workloads. On average, SFS outperforms other file systems by between 1.5 times to 7.3 times. And this graph shows block erase count on coarse-grained hybrid mapping FTL, fast FTL. As you can see, the number of block erase of other file systems is significantly higher than the number of block erase of SFS. On average, the block erase count of other file system is higher between 1.2 times to 6.1 times. Even under idealized full-page mapping FTL, the block erase count of other file systems are significantly higher. On average, the block erase count of other file systems is 1.2 times higher to 3.8 times higher. Through this experiment shows the SFS can reduce the block erase count for the same workload significantly and prolong the lifespan of SSD. To conclude my talk, I'd like to point out random write on SSD causes performance degradation and shortens the lifetime of SSD. And to resolve these two problems, we present a new file system for SSD, SFS. And in SFS, we took a log-structured file system approach and proposed on-writing data grouping strategy to reduce segment cleaning overhead and cost harness policy for better victim segment selection. And our experimental results show that SFS considerably outperforms existing file systems and prolong the lifespan of SSD by drastically reducing block erase count inside SSD. Another interesting question is SFS also beneficial to hard disk? Actually, we did some preliminary experiments and got some promising results. The results are available on our poster. This is end of my talk. Thank you very much. I'll take your questions.
Hello. This is then from VMware file system pin. So as you have already mentioned that small read and write will generate a lot of garbage in the SSD, and so which will trigger the a lot of garbage collection overhead. So actually your small read and write will be amplified in SSD, right? So and you also, so to address this problem, you use LogFS which transfer, which converts small read and write to sequential write in your file system level.
Right.
But since it is a log file system, you have to do the garbage collection in your level. So have you ever thought about that the write amplification in your file system side is even bigger than the write amplification in the SSD side? So because you know, a lot of SSD vendors, they are adding tons of intelligence to reduce the write amplification. And as from the wiki page, I did some research for some SSD vendors, their write amplification factor is even less than 2 or 1, less than 1, because they are doing compression. So if your write amplification factor is bigger than what SSD does, then I would say there will be some performance degradation.
So are you asking our behavior under SSD that suppress deduplication or compression?
I'm asking how the, have you ever considered taking into account your the overhead in, caused by the garbage connection in your file system level?
Okay. In terms of the SSD, the key insight of SFS is transforming small random write requests to the bulk sequential write request. And especially we tune the size of the bulk sequential write request as an erase block size of the SSD. And erase block size request can invalidate all the pages in the erase block at the same time. Mm-hmm. And if all the pages in an erase block are invalidated at the same time, there is no internal fragmentation. So we can significantly reduce garbage collection cost inside the SSD. So that and to always write bulk sequential write, we have to do our own segment cleaning at the file system level. And I believe this graph shows that even we pay more effort in the file system level for segment cleaning, the total erase count, considering from file system to NAND flash level, the erase count of and our approach can reduce the total erase count. So actually, this graph shows the number of erase for the same workload.
So is it the lump? Okay.
Hi, I'm Seung-jae from University of Pittsburgh, and as you know, hot-cold classification has long history, so why don't you compare your scheme with other classification schemes such as DAC or CAT for flash memory?
In our paper, we have some comparison with DAC and other techniques for hot-cold separation.
One more simple question is, why do you decide your segment size as 32 megabyte? As you know, it's hard to find real block size of storage system.
That is because SSD has their unique performance characteristics.
So based on analysis of characteristics, so you decide 32 megabyte based on analysis, right?
Yeah. On the contrary to the hard disk drive, if the random request size of random write is same as erase block size, the random write erase block size random write performance is same as sequential write performance. In this graph shows random write performance becomes the same as sequential write performance when the request size is 16 megabyte or 32 megabyte. Actually, the 16 megabyte or 32 megabyte is a erase block size of this NAND flash, this SSD.
Umesh Maheshwari from Nimble Storage. So I find your work very relevant. It's very sophisticated as well. My question is again related to the segment size, though, which is a simple aspect of your work. So it's natural to want to match the segment size to the block array size. And you know, it should work in theory. In practice, though, most flash drives these days are very smart. That, you know, they're optimized for random writes, right? And they might not align your 16 or 32 megabyte write to their block arrays unit internally. And so if they end up writing a segment, you know, partially on one block arrays unit and partially on the other, then the drive still ends up doing garbage collection inside. So is this a problem that you have faced? And if so, you know, how do you overcome it?
Actually, that's a very good question. And because of that, before determining the segment size, we measured the erase block size of each SSD, and we found that 32 megabytes can meet the multiple of erase block size for three SSD. So if we, even though the segment size is large, and the segment size is not misaligned or not the multiple of erase block size, it may degrade the performance actually.
Jim Molina, Western Digital. I have a question about the availability of SFS and what your plans are. Is it going to be a product? Or
by now, we don't have any specific plan to productize right now or public open as an open source project. So we are still under discussion. So there are possibilities, many possibilities are open.
Hi, this is Craig Harmer from Hitachi Data Systems. Something I think I'm just confused about. Your design basically depends on deferring writes until you have an erase block worth of data.
What's write?
Your SFS design seems to require that you wait to write to the flash until you have an erase block worth of data. Is that right? Is that true? You wait until you have 32 megabytes worth of data before you will write? You cache things until then?
Could you repeat that, your question? I don't fully understand what you said.
It seems to me that your design depends on caching the application writes until you can fill an erase block.
Right, that's correct.
Go ahead.
And importantly, we classify blocks according to the hardness value, update likelihood before writing. That is another important part of our design. So because by classifying blocks before writing, we can reduce the segment cleaning overhead that has inevitable overhead of any log-structured file system.
But some of the applications you're measuring, like TPCC, depend on synchronous writes. They don't want you to wait until you've accumulated 32 megabytes of data, and it's no longer correct to show any results if you're not doing that.
Yeah, actually, sync operation is a hard problem for SFS because it differs writing if it does not meet the alignment criteria. However, even in case of sync operation, we do best effort approach. At first, we write as many as blocks as possible by grouping, and then the remaining blocks all the remaining blocks. So we just do best effort approach for the sync operation.
All right. Thank you very much. It's good, interesting design.
Thank you.
Thank you again, Chagwin.